Today's daf is Yivamas daf Kuvav, the last daf in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza in the 12th Perek. And we are on Kuf Hey Amud Beis. Let's start with the two dots. We were talking about the story and the different opinions that were quoted in the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Amud Beis. Again, today's shir for the week is the sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Chana Bes Eliyahu. We thank them for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, the different opinions, how many dayanim are needed for chalitza. The first Mishnah, the Perek, had said 3. Rabbi Yehuda had said 5. Possibly he was chozer bo. The extra 2 being lifer sume milsa, as the Gemara said. And then on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah brought a case, what happens if you have 2 or 3 and one of them is found to be a carver or a pasul. So the Mishnah says, the chalitza is psula, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler are machshir, by 2. And Rabbi Akiva, story with, ba echad shechalatz, there was someone who was cholitz in public, in private, nobody else there, and Rabbi Akiva was machshir. So those were the different opinions. So now the Gemara says, Kuf Hei Mabez, 4 lines for the bottom, the 2 dots. Ma'isa shecholtzu v'chulu, beino leveina miyadana. Between, it was in the Beis Asurim, there was no one else there, so miyadana. What exactly is that question? How do we know? Or even if we somehow know, you know, so what is that knowledge? How does that knowledge help? It shouldn't be good if it's just by them, by themselves, if they were Beis Asurim. If you look in the Ritva, again, this question of the Gemara is crucial in terms of knowing what type of Edim are required for Chalitza. The Ritva's Lashon here, Beino Leveina Biadana, Pirish, De Behoda Asan Lo Sagi. The fact that they did it themselves, and they tell us afterwards, oh, we did Chalitza, that shouldn't help. Even though there's a biyado, he has the ability to do chalitza now with her, so you might say that is a concept elsewhere, that if something is biyadcha, so then that is a level of ne'amanus. Kedamrinan hasam, like the Gemara says elsewhere, Babal Shamar Girashtias Ishtisha Afila Lahaba Eno Naman Lagamre. If someone says I would divorce my wife, so he's not Naman totally, and therefore just the hodah shouldn't work. That is day number 1. But then the Ritva says, V'yesha Pirshu, and there are very long footnotes here, Kedarko Bakodesh, but this is a 4-column footnote on this answer. V'yesha Pirshu Dahachi Kamar, Mina Yadi Dahare Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. Meaning this is a davar sheba'erva, and therefore you need 2 witnesses. V'chi gamrina la'el, and when we said before, shema chaltza sandal, remember we said, oh, maybe she took off somebody's shoe while she was growing up? That didn't mean in private, that meant in front of Edim. Ka'amar, umay parchinan hacha mina yadana lav dafka. The question really is it, how do we know? Meaning, and if we would know, it would be okay. It's more than that. Halachically, it's as if we don't know. Halachically, it's as if it didn't take place. It's like people got married. Let's see, we have a video of the 2 people got married, but there are no edim there. Doesn't work. And the Ritva likes this second shot. These 2 days of the Ritva go to the root issue, as I just mentioned, of what type of edim are required for chalitza. We mentioned this from the Ksos in the past and Reb Chaim, and that is there are 2 types of witnesses that we have in halacha. And that is, most of the time we have edim birur, edim to be mevarer, what exactly is happening. Right? Like if I lend you money. So I can lend you money even without witnesses, but if I want Raya, if I want proof afterwards that it occurred, so I'll have witnesses there. That's Ede Birur. They're Mevara. They do not help conquer. They don't help affect what is happening here. Right? I lend you the money. I give you the money. That is what's happening. And there's Ede to be Mevara the Dover. Ede Birur. But then there's what we call Ede Kiyum. What are Ede Kiyum? So the Ksos has a line in the context of Kedushin where it seems to hold that they are not qualitatively different. They're like super Ede Birur. Not only do we need some cases the Eidim to be Mevarer, just to know afterwards that it occurred, but sometimes the Torah is so demanding, the Halacha is at such a high level requirement, that they need to be there and not just know afterwards. That if they would know by a video, right? If I know by video, so if Eidim watched the video that Reuven lent Shimon money, that would be good. There would also be Eidim Birur. But some areas of Halacha, no, they require the Eidim to actually be there to be Mevarer. Okay, but there's another way of explaining what Eidei Kiyum are, and this Reb Chaim discusses in Hilchas Yibam, and that is Eidei Kiyum make the event happen. That it's not, they're not just there to tell you what happened afterwards, but their presence there adds a certain element, and halachically, it didn't happen unless the Eidim are there. Kiddushin needs Eidei Kiyum. Right, the Gemara says a kiddushin that if one aid is there or by themselves, ain't choshen the kiddushin. Even if they admit, doesn't matter. The Gemara has a lashon of chav la'achrini, which literally means it affects others, but that could mean something deeper according to Reb Chaim. It means this is an event that halacha demands must be mekuyam by two witnesses. They have to add their presence, and that helps create the chalos. That's what Eidei Kiyum are, right? Eidei Bir and Eidei Kiyum. You might say, Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his Yahrzeit drushes, which actually this week Gimel Shvat was his father's Yahrzeit every year, and he gave the Yahrzeit drushes on that day. So Rav Soloveitchik writes, you have the same idea by Bezdin. This is more of a chiddush. By Bezdin, what do you mean by Bezdin? Bezdin, at least Bezdin on Gadol, let's say, performs two different functions. Most of the time, Bezdin is in Bezdin Levarer. They have to make decisions. They have to figure out what's happening. There's the Melech or the Kohen Gadol. Something happened, or there's a Psak Din. They're Mevarer. But sometimes you have Bezdin just functioning as a representation of Klal Yisrael. They represent all of Am Yisrael, and this must be witnessed when you appoint a king, when you add on Kedusha to Yerushalayim. You expand the borders. So Bezdin might not be deciding anything there, but it's just their presence. This has to be done in the presence of Bezdin HaGadol, and they're just like Edom, Lekiyum. So you're too Lekiyum HaDavar. He writes that in a context, a beautiful context, of describing Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak has two lines. One line where Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you know that Bezdin HaGadol is 71? Well, he chose 70, Esfalisha Emish, and Moshe is on top of them, so it's 71. But there's another line in the Gemara that says, Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad koi. Moshe is in the place of 71. So Moshe himself is 71. So is Moshe 1 plus 70, or is Moshe 71? So explains your salvation. Well, it depends. Depends what it's for. If it's for Biur, Levarer, Hadavar, then Moshe is 71. Because you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is Moshe. And then he's, that's one of the animamins. Right, Moshe is unique, and whatever he tells us is true. It's Torah's Moshe. But Lekiyam HaDavar, that this needs to be witnessed by 71 Jews, so that Moshe is one person. Right, so Moshe could be 71, it could be one, depending on the function. There's Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Birur. By Moshe Rabbeinu, by Bezdin, but the source of it all is by Eidim. So that's the issue right here in the two days in the Ritva. Meaning, what does Chalitza require? Miyadana, what does that mean? So Reb Chaim develops the idea in Hilchas Yibam that he thinks Chalitza just requires Eidim Lebirur Hadavar. And when it says Miyadana, how do we know? It happened by itself. It's not that, if they're not there, it didn't occur. Because he relates this to the Sugya, which Bezra will get back to, in terms of Chalitza not being in the control of the Bailam, in terms of no Shlichus and no Tanai, and the other Nafgaminas that we have discussed in the past, and that Bezra are going to come up again a little bit later. But that's from Chaim in Hilchas Yim Chalitza, in Dalet HaZayin. He says, Chiluk din gerishin v'kidushin midin chalitza v'lishma. To be kidushin v'gerishin, tzorach das bailim al etzem ha-gerishin v'kidushin. U'mishim di'ikra kidushin v'gerishin nasa ide bailim, heim ha-osrim, v'heim ha-matirim. And that's why you need Edim to be there, to add that level of das, so to speak. Had to be in on Edim, whom we shum de ain ha adom shebedaito talya milsa im lakasha im lo, bin Edim lakiya maisav, mashenkin mishum dida. And he continues. Again, that's a very crucial topic throughout Seder Nashim. Eide Yibum, Eide Chalitza, being Yibu, being a Birur or Kiyam. That's the first line for today.
Is the idea between 3 and 5 also Birur?
No, 3 and 5, I don't think so. Pearson Mills is a separate factor. Separate factor. If 3 is enough of a, you could have Birur, even with 2. But this is, these are Dayanim, 3 and 5. Okay. Let's continue. So, Beidolavin of Miyadana. So, either, how do we know, or even if we know, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Edim Rowan also Mibachutz. No, the case is, they're not alone in jail. Edim see it Mibachutz. So, there were Edim there. Meaning for either answer. So we know about it, or they were Edim there, which it is a chiddush that do the people involved have to know that the Edim are there? That's another element that might be tully on our issue. Right? If it's just Levara Adavar, who cares if the Edim know about it? But if it's, unless you say, well, if they don't know if the Edim are there, maybe they're just joking. And they would take it in a more serious fashion if they knew the Edom were there. So you might say that the Edom have to know about it, the people have to know about it even by Edei Birur, but it definitely could be a nafkamina between the two approaches. Ibailahu, what exactly was the story in the Mishnah? Ask the Gemara. Tosas points out that according to our version, this question is not a question, because our version clearly answers the question. But there might have been different versions in the Gemara. What's the question? Ibailahu. Maisa shecholtzu beino leveina avrai. Is the story that they did a chalitza avrai somewhere outside free. Uba maisa lefnei Rabbi Akiva beveisa asurim. And then Rabbi Akiva, who was in jail, they came in to ask him the question. Meaning the chalitza wasn't in jail. The chalitza was somewhere else in private, and then they came to ask Rabbi Akiva in jail. O Dilma, or Maitza Shechotzu Beino Leveina Beveisa Asurim. Or was the Chalitza done in Beisa Asurim, which is the Girsa that we have in the Mishnah. But Tosas points out, it wasn't a Girsa, that there were other Girsos. You see on the first white line, V'yesh Lomar Debahar Beisvarim Garsinan Ba Maitza Lefnei Rabbi Akiva Belovav V'koinami Beisa Asurim Rabbi Akiva. It's a question exactly what the story was. So either way, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Beis Asurim by Maisa, or the Beis Asurim Abba Maisa. It was both in the Beis Asurim. It wasn't outside, and then they came. Ask the Marshal, what difference does it make? What do I need to know this detail for? Whether it was in the Beis Asurim or not, or outside, and they came to Rabbi Akiva, V'yesh Tema Ma'inaf Gemina, Bazeh Befrat, Me'achar Shein Halacha Bazeh. We don't even pass like Rabbi Akiva. Right, remember we said at the end that it was three. So what do I need to know? This Vinira Deboy Lamifshat Sha Chalitza Ksheira Bebeso Asurim Im Hoyisham Gimel Kuli Alma. No, just tell me that even in a jail it would be kosher, even though a chalitza requires Begova Ha'ir and Bemakam Pirsum and Kavua Duchta. But all those are only lachadchilas. If you don't have any of those and it just happens to be in jail and they did it without all of the preparatory stages, it still would be okay. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, just trying to figure out whether it was bebeis asurim or not. Period. Tana Rabbanon, chalitza mutes kshera. A mistaken chalitza is kosher. It works. What does that mean? Ezuhi chalitza mutes. What is a mistaken chalitza? Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reum Reish Lakish. Kol sheomrim lo chalotz ubekach atakonsa. Reish Lakish says, if the Beis Din tells the guy, do chalitza, and through this action, you will be married to her. The opposite of the truth. Reish Lakish says, that's a mutes, and that works. Unbelievable. We've spoken the past couple of days, so we'll get back to it, about the kavana that is required by chalitza. So you have to have kavana for the result, you have to kavana for the action, for the kinyan, for the mitzvah. Right, we spoke about the Minchas Chinuch and others. Reish Lakish here says, even if you have opposite kavana of what chalitza is supposed to accomplish, it still works. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, how could you say that based on what we said before? Ani shoneh, bein sheneskavin hu v'lo neskavin hi, bein sheneskavin hi v'lo neskavin hu, chalitza sapsula, achi eskavinu shneim ke'echad. Right, we learned before that they both have to have kavana, and that's what we said. If she takes off the shoe, did they really have kavana? V'yad amir chalitza sakshera. And you say that chalitza is kshera. So how can you say it's kshera? In this case, how can you say that is the pshat of chalitza mutzeis? So Ella, Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, what does mutzeis mean? Kol sheomrim lo chalotz la almanasha titin loch matayim zuz. Do chalitza almanas that she'll pay you for it. She'll give you 200 zuz. So we learned earlier, you can't make a tznai by chalitza. So this tznai is the fake, not the chalitza. The chalitza is perfect. But it's Almanas, and this tznai, he thinks he's going to get paid, but that is the tznai that is not paid up. Rashi says on top, V'yavagav delo yavile, even if he doesn't give it. Chalitza k'sheira, even if she doesn't give it to him. The chalitza is so kasher, like we learned in the Ksubis and Perek HaMadir, as we've quoted before in Daf Ayin Dalet. Of kol tznai, mi b'nei gonu mi b'nei ruvein, gamrinan tznai she'efsher la'asos al yedei shliach. Just like by the tznai of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven could be done by a shliach, so you can make a tznai. So too, in our case, and here, chalitza cannot be done through a shliach, so therefore you can't make a tznai. So that is the mistake, the misimpression that she was under. Right? We quoted that in the past, just a quote, because again, it's an important tosis to quote over and over again. The tosis there in Ksubas Ayin Dalet. The Gemara there links shlichus and tznai, like Rashi quotes the Gemara. Whenever you can't make a shliach, you can't make a tznai in that area of halacha. If you can't make a shliach, you can't make a tznai. Ask the Tosfos, is that gzeiras hakasuf? Is there any svara to that? Ask Tosfos, top Tosfos, ayin dalam aleph. Veib tomer, ma svara yeshkan? Delogam rinan haz, it only applies to splitting up Eretz Yisrael. Right? No, you don't say that. It happens to be a context. Why would you limit it? You're right. That context can be done through a shliach. But why is that important in the context of making tanoim? So Tosfos says, "V'yesh lomar, d'hainu taima, t'hoel v'hamaisa kol kach biyado sheyachol lekaimo ayde shliach svarahu sheyehei kamochein biyado l'shevuye beitzna." Aval chalitza she'ein biyado l'kayim ayidei shliach lo havi biyado nami libremi beitzna. In a word, the way Reb Chaim explains this Tosfos, bailus. As we were just talking about. Chalitza, the fact that you can't make a shliach is a reflection that you are not in control of this halachic mechanism. So if you're not in control, then you also can't make any conditions on this halachic mechanism. They're both excluded. It's not like one is connected to the other. They're both a function of something else. That this halachic mechanism is out of your control. Mash'enkein, by kedushin, by gerushin, by mekachumemkar, you can make a shliach, which reflects that it's in your control. So too, you can make a tznai. So that's Tosfos's point in Ksubis Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph. There is just one other suffix, and then we'll continue, that we didn't mention this last time. We spoke about, again, on Daf Kuf Beis, the context of Kavana, what type of Kavana, the Chacham Svi is the suffix, Kavana of Kinyan, Kavana of Mitzvah. The Shari Yosher, Shimon Shkup, asks, what happens, he says, I never saw this anywhere in Shas, if a man says, I'm doing Chalitza to you, and with this, you will be mutter to everyone in the world, except for so-and-so. Like we know by Gerushin, that doesn't work. That's called a Shiur Beget. And therefore it doesn't work, because part of get is Harayah Muteris L'chal Adam. So it's a shiur beget and it doesn't work. The whole get falls away. So what about Chalitza? If somebody says Chalitza, Harayah Muteris L'chal Adam Chutz Miploni. So do you have control to do that? So he asked that in Shar Zion Perek Vav. That's his question. Imahani shiur b'chalitza. Shemama harini matir l'chal olam chutz miploni. Tebeget l'kuli alma in an ifteres l'mishalo itira. Rag pligi b'kai gavna im nizbatlu agerishin l'gamre. Mishum chisaron krisus. Meaning there's a machlokas tanoim whether the whole thing falls apart. Right? For sure, he is not mutter. You don't say, oh, it's automatically good and she's muteris to marry ploni. No, that for sure doesn't work. Does the whole get fall away? So that's the machlokas. Ubechalitza lo matzazi mefurishin yinze. Im yachol l'shayer b'hataraso le'eza ish. Meaning, is it tzad to say by gerushin? You can. So Rabbi Shimon Shkup asks, what about here? So he assumes, l'aniyaz da'iti t'shir b'chalitza latir chos v'ploni ein aklum. He says, it's meaningless. T'hine inyin kavana b'chalitza ein abegeder kavanas maisa kinyanim. No, he says, gam b'chalitza. Im nifka hazika mimenu hini teres l'shuk. She becomes mutter automatically to everybody. Doesn't matter what kind of tanai you make. And therefore, just like we said here, you're not in control. You're not in control, so you can't make that type of tanai. Okay. Tani nami hachi. Let's go further. Says the Braisa, chalitza muteis kshera. Rabbi Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. What is a chalitza muteis? Rabbi Yochanan says it just means that there's a tanai. So chalitza muteis kshera. Ezuhi chalitza muteis. Kosha omrim. Chalotzla manasha titin lach matayim zuz. Right, Amanas, that she's gonna give you. Right, very lamaisa. What if there's a husband who's being very difficult? Is Bezin allowed to lie? Is Bezin allowed to make up a story? Yeah, she'll pay you $100,000. Right, and then for this chalitza. And then he does it, and then the chalitza still works. She's still muteris. So that's exactly what they're talking about here. Umaisa b'isha acha shenafal v'na yavam she'ein ha'gunla. There was a certain isha that fell to a yavam that was not appropriate for her, right? Maybe there was an age gap. Maybe he wasn't such a strong individual. V'yamru lo, chalos l'manachot titin l'chmatayim zuz, u'bamayis l'vnei Rabbi Chia v'hechshira. And he allowed it, and he was machshir that chalitza. Good. Period. Hahu to asa l'kamen, Rabbi Chia bar'aba. There was a man who came in front of Rabbi Chia bar'aba. Omar la, biti amodi. Stand there, biti amodi. Rashi has 2 days here. Amodi here, we'll go with the first day. It just means stay here. And we're going to, not dafka, stand. But stay here and, you know, do yibum. Rashi, amodi vihisyab milo. A man came with his yavama, do yibum. Rabbi Chia bar Abba said. Amralei Ema. So she says to him, Yeshiva, or this may be Ima, the mother, rather another girl on the side. Her mother says, no, Yeshivasa Zuhi Amidasa. What does that mean? Right? Yeshivasa, sitting, meaning sit, you're saying Amod, stand up and do it. Yeshivasa meaning sitting and not doing it and staying away. That her is Amida, that is her, that's what she should be doing, meaning this guy is not for her. Right? Amidasa Rashi Zuhi Takanasa. Better, she is hinting to him, instead of just saying this guy is no good for her, she's hinting, she'd rather sit, if you get what I mean. Right? Kind of hinting. So he gets the message. Amar la, Yadislay. So he says, you know him? You know this Yavam? Amralei in. Yes. Mamonahu dechazila. He sees the Yerusha. V'kaboy lamechlamina. He wants to do it for the money. He wants to get her money and run. So Amar la, lo nichalach. So then he turns to the Yavama herself. Not interested? Amralei lo. She says, no, not interested in him. Amralei. So, meaning, even if the man is interested in Yibum, if the woman is not interested and she wants to do Chalitza, then we do Chalitza. Amralei. So then he turns to him and says, Chalotzla, ubakachata konsa. Whoa. So he says the Reish Lakish version of Mutes. Right? Do Chalitza and with that you'll marry. Lebasar de Chalatzla, after he does that, Amarlei, he says to him, Hashta minach ifsalala, Chalotzla, Chalitza ma'alyasa. Kihechid et history la'alma. You've just passed her onto you. But that wasn't a good Chalitza to mate her, because we don't pass my Reish Lakish. But that's enough of a Chalitza to say that you can no longer do Yibim with her. So now, she can't marry her anyways, just do Chalitza. Do Chalitza so that Kihechi the Tistri La'alma, so that she can marry out. The Rashba here has a crucial line, and that is any time that the woman cannot do Yibum anyway for various reasons, we would force the man to do Chalitza because nothing off his back and she's stuck. Like here, what does he say? You know what? You can't marry her anyway. So you know what? Do Chalitza. Mistavra, says the Rashba, to kofin oso bekach. You force him. Acha yoma rotzani. V'yafila b'shotim. Right? Even if you physically make sure that he does what he needs to do. To kivan da asiro le me'ata, hare zeh chayav lahotziya. Since they're usher to each other, so you can't like leave her in limbo. V'taima de milsa mishom to kivan da asiro le midra banan miha lo ma'aginala. You don't leave her in igun. You don't leave her by herself. And therefore, in this case, we would not only suggest it, but we would force it, says the Rashba, so that she doesn't stay in a state of igun. Okay. Bas chamuha de Rav Papa, the daughter of Rav Papa's father-in-law, nafla lefnei yavam, shein hagan la. Another story, it was a case of yibam where the yavam was not an appropriate guy. Aslakami di Abaya, Omer le, so Abaya says, chalotzla b'kachata konsa. Same opposite suggestion. Do Chalitza. Amar le Rav Papa. Losava lamar lahadam Rabbi Yochanan. But don't you hold like Rabbi Yochanan Shita of Mutes? Not Reish Lakish's. Ve'alahechi emale. So, well, what else is there? What else should I tell him? Amar le. So he says, what's the problem? Rav Papa says, Chalotz laman ashe titin lach matayim zuz. Right? Say the other suggestion. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds. So fine. Labasa de Chalitzlas. After he did, Amar la, he says to him, Zil Havle. He says to her, Now pay. Ooh, I'll have to get back to that. Amarle, let's finish the story first. He says, 1 minute. He says, and the Bach adds, in Amarle Rav Papa, Mishata ani Bach Avdalei. Mishata ani Lach, meaning she was joking. Avdalai, she did to you. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? If somebody was running away from jail, and there was a ferry to get across to the other side of the river, and she jumped on the ferry, says, quickly go! Farmalay told Dinar, Vavirani, he said, okay, I'll pay you, just go. Vavirani, and take me. Ain lo elascharo. He says, I'll give you a dinar, which is a very large amount for one ferry trip. And at the end of the ferry trip, he only has to pay what a normal price would be, right? Even though there was a monopoly gouger right there who might have seen that, oh, this guy's running away from jail, I can charge whatever I want. But still, ein lo elascharo. So, Alma, what do you see? Amar le mishata ani b'cha. He could say, I was joking. So I don't have to pay you so much. Hachanami mishatini b'cha, here too. He could say that in this case. Amrlei avuchecha. Actually, stop there for a second. Let's not do the next last two lines. But this is the Gemara in terms of when you need something and you commit to something. So what type of commitment is that? Is it beyond and above what the average person would commit? And are you chayiv in that case? Let's talk about two points. Number one is the original point. He says, after you did chalitza, the Abaye says, Havla, you have to pay her. Rashi says, Havle, you have to pay him. Zaha kabila salah. She accepted that as a hischayivus. The afagav de bechalitza bahachilo mifsala. Even though, says Rashi, the chalitza works even if she doesn't pay. If she does not pay, that's chalitza mutes kshera. That's what it means. You can't make a tanai in the chalitza. So the chalitza is good without the fulfillment of the tanai. But, miha ischaiva lekiyume tna. Midina kishar schiris da'alma. It's a regular payment. You were obligated yourself to pay something. It doesn't affect the halachic result. A huge chiddush. That's what the Gemara seems to say, and Rashi is explaining. This is a case of schiris. And that's why it would work. Again, the Rashba, the Ritva also emphasize, this is not because there's a tnai on the Maisa. That's not why one has to pay. The reason he has to pay is because she made a condition, and if she made a condition, it is a schirus. It is something owed, but not dafka connected to the chalitza. Right? That is an important point in terms of schirus. Who talks about this? The Ksos. The Ksos talks about this in Simen Reish Mem Ches Siftes. The Ksos discusses the following idea. He says, "Ve'yesh Lomar," discussing this case. He says, "Kibon she'i efshar lo lachalitza lehispatel harezek ischirus." He quotes the Rashba in our sugya. Umivur lanu mizeh dehecha de'eno kedine tnai kemo hasam bichalitza mishum she'eno ayidei shliach. If you make a condition on something and it doesn't work as a condition, if you make a condition about it's going to rain tomorrow, there's nothing for you to talk about. But if you make a condition of a commitment, and the tanai for some reason does not work, so the tanai doesn't affect the maisa. But do you have to fulfill the tanai just as a separate commitment? Says the Ritzos, you see from here, yes. Aval mechayev hu akol ponim, lekayim tanai, kamo shehisne. Ela shemeinu mechayim atanai, heicha sheinu kedine tebeni gobeni ruvein, hamaisa lo nisbatel. Imkein hachanami, kiva dehisne, and he's talking about the context that he was involved in. Kiva dehisne al manas lahachzir, mechuyiv ubaka, kamo hasam bechalitza, to mechayvim matayim zuz, ilav mishum mishata ani bach. Right, that was the first day. The second day, not the second day, where Papa says back, you know, I don't even think that's true. You're right. If somebody makes a real commitment, I mean, what's our case? Our case is that she was totally faking. She never committed to it in the first place. If somebody makes a real commitment, and that's what Abaya thought was going on here, she really committed. And it didn't work because a tanai can't be made on a chalitza, but it was a real commitment, and that's what the Ksos says. If it's a real bona fide commitment, it would work, and you'd have to pay. The problem here is that she was totally joking. She wasn't even committing. She was just lying in order to get him to do the chalitza. So that wasn't a real commitment. That's what Rav Papa says. But it wasn't a real commitment that she shouldn't have to pay in this case. Again, a diuk about an unfulfilled tanai that is a commitment on my behalf. If the Bezin assumes that I'm not joking, I really meant it, I still might have to pay, even though it doesn't affect the Maisa. One other day, if you look in the Torah's Gittin, the Nesivus, on Evan Ezer, Kuf Mem Gimel, he says, maybe there's a difference between Chalitza and other areas of Halacha. And you can't learn from here to general, arguing on the Ksos, Kedarka Bakodesh, can't learn in general here to all commitments. He says, Bishlama Bachalitza, in the case of Chalitza, where it's impossible to put a tanai on a chalitza, so that if somebody says it, it must be that he means it separately. Halachically, we would say, well, everybody knows, or should know, that you can't make a tanai on a chalitza, and you're still committing to something? So fine, then we'll say that's a real commitment. But let's say you make a condition on a sale, and you messed up in the language of the condition. You didn't do it tanai kafel. You didn't do tanai kodem lamaisa. Then you could have made it a good tanai, and you didn't? So then you're not going to be committed to that tonight. Because then you could have done better, and you didn't, so then you're chayav nothing. Right? Only in our case, where you couldn't make it tonight. So it's a difference between chalitza and other contexts. Cases where tonight couldn't work. It says, Bishlam of a chalitza, D-E-F, Sherla, Hatil, Bo, Tanai, Bepitel, Chalitza, Im, King, Kishamar, Lo, Chalotz, Al, Tanai, Shetin, Lachab, Eina, Kavan, Al, Tanai, Shetavat, Al, Chalitza, Im, Lo, Atain, To, Eina, Shoris, Lahatil, Tanai, Bepitel, Amaisa, Bechalitza, Vare, Ki'ilu, Amra, Harini, Mischaim, Lachamatayim, Kishatach, Lotzli. As if she said, when the chalitza takes place, I'm going to give you this. Because we know that a tzai can't work. Masha'enkein by get, masha'enkein by mecher. If you make a tzai and you mess up in your language, the whole thing falls apart, you're not chayiv at all. Right? All those cases in the Gemara. Amanashel, gonna give you 200 zuz. You never find anywhere, by kiddushin, by gerushin, if there's a bitul hatnai that you'd have to fulfill it. So that's the Torah's gittin, an important machlokis between the ksos who thinks this Gemara is a mucker for in general, commitments that don't work out as conditions, while the Torah's Gittin says he thinks it is limited. Just one other point related to this, that's what the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Simon Shin Lamed Vav, discusses the issue of medical fees. What if somebody is sick and comes to a doctor and says, I need this, and the doctor says, okay, I'll charge you this crazy amount. Right? So is a doctor allowed to charge whatever he wants, and the patient's going to get healed? And then how much does the patient have to pay? So the Ramban here has 2 days about it. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban says, "Demishu cholev is samanin biarchaveiro shavin esrim." Right, the medicine's worth 20. The hisna alav litin harbe b'demayin machmas ones cholio. And because he's so sick, right, Tosus, by the way, also discusses this in the second Tosus, and he says, and he makes a tnai much more. Ein lo el demayin bilvad. Right, if the medicine costs a certain amount, if somebody's only giving it to you for a much higher amount, then you don't have to pay that much higher amount. You only have to pay the going rate, even if you want to tell him, I'll pay you the higher amount. But, avol ripuhu, yesh lo scharo mishlam, shechachmaso machar lo, v'ushavet damim harbe. And this quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's a difference between medicine and medical knowledge. Meaning, if you want to get to a doctor, because this doctor is the best, and he's very busy, he'll tell you which medicine and how to do it and what to take, so then you're paying for his wisdom. You're paying for his abilities. So that, whatever he charges, he charges. You want to go to this doctor, you have to pay for it. But if it's a generic medicine that the guy's just holding and playing hardball and doesn't want to give you, that's different. That's the Ramban's Chilik, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchas Rofe, Dine Rofe, and Shimon Shin Lamed Vav. Quotes it right here. Mi Shahaya Chole quotes this. Me uvda debas chamua derapapa, yivamis kufav. Right here. This is the source of this halacha. Mi shesho samanim v'chaveiro chole. V'tzarech lohem, osir lo lahalos b'demeyam yosem in aroi. You're not allowed to charge more, right, than a proper rate. V'lo od el afilu paskulo b'demeyam harbe. V'b'neitzorech hasha'a, shalom asu samanim ela b'yado, ein lo ela demeyam. He doesn't have to pay more than that. Avalim hisna. Bischar, right, quoting this from the Ramban and the Rashba. Vim hisnas bischar rofe harbe chayv litin lo shachachmaso machar lo ve'ein lo ein lo damim. That's an important chilik between the medicine and the doctor. Basically, that's the chilik. V'yav abishish mitzvah olav l'raposo, says the Ramab, shekal mitzvahs aseh derami akuli alma im nizdam alecha v'l'ratzal l'kaima ala b'mamon emotin amamon miyado v'lom avkim yinochi yivshalahen. Okay. Big discussion, but that is medical fees. Okay, but now we get to the end of the story, where Rav Papa keeps saying this. Rav Papa, first of all, Abaye, I remember, said first, okay, do chalitza and you'll be mutter. Rav Papa's like, don't do that, do this. So then Abaye does that. He said, okay, pay. And Rav Papa says, no, he's not supposed to pay. So Rav Papa keeps correcting Abaye. So what happens? Amar le avu checha. Abaye asks Rav Papa, where's your father? Amar le b'masa, in the city. Ima checha, where's your mother? Amar le b'masa, in the city. Very unusual line. Yabhu enei v'shchivan. He looks at them and they die. What does that mean? What just happened here? Right, Abaya, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Chas v'shalom, Abaya like cursed them. Abaya was just upset and he was like, was malshin. So the Mepharshim explained, the Aruch Laner here says that, first Rashi. Rashi says, you know what his comments are? He's like, you have such amazing chachma, you must have had parents who gave you a nice, comfortable upbringing. Because you know about me, the Aruch Laner adds this to Rashi, I don't have any parents, says Abaya. I'm an orphan. Right? My mother died in childbirth, my father died when I was very young. maybe even before. So Abaye, we know, has is an orphan, right? Asher b'chal yiruchem yatom. So the Abaye stands for. So says the Arachnei, that's what he's emphasizing. But again, it's, and then what happened? Then what happened? That he cursed them? Chas v'shalom. No, it just means that that somehow brought an ayin hara because of the focus of Rapapa's parents. So maybe then there was another, because of that publicity, there was another shikul in Shamayim to figure out whether they were worthy to, you know, to keep whatever the state that they were in, and it was decided that, you know, this was their time. But Chas v'shalom, Abaye did anything wrong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways of being in charge of Chaim and Mavis. But either way, it's an unusual ending of the story. Weiter. Tana Rabbanan, Chalitza Motes Kshera, get Mote Pasol, a Chalitza Motes is Kshera. Because we said, there's no Tznai. Get Motes Pasol. Why? Because you're allowed to make a Tznai and a get. Chalitza Mo'useis Psula, a forced Chalitza is Pasol, get Mo'usa Kasher, but a get Mo'usa is Kasher. Says the Gemara, really? Hey chidami, idama rotzani. If the person ends up saying yes, I want it. Afilu chalitza nami. If your chalitza should work, if the guy after you like convince him, if he says I want to, it should, everything should work. Filo amar rotzani, afilu get nami lo. And if he didn't say rotzani, then even get shouldn't work. So what's this chilik about chalitza and get? So he says, Gemara, you're right. Hachi kama chalitza muteis laolam kasher. The get mutei laolam paso. By muteis, that's a chilik because we said chalitza doesn't get it tonight. And get can have one. Chalitza meuseis viget meuse zimnin kasher v'zimnin pasul. There's no difference in halacha between them. It just depends how the amar rotzani, how the lo amar rotzani. Right? It depends if they said rotzani, but there's no chilik between get and chalitza. The Tanya, the Brisa says yakriv oso malam eisha kofen oso yakriv oso. Right? You have to bring it, the karbon kofen oso. You force. You have to force to bring it. Yakriv. Yochol ba'karcho, yitam alom alert, so no. So which is it? Haketza, kofen osoch yom arotzani, a famous line. You force him until he says, I want to. We mentioned many times the Rambam in the end of the second parak of Gerishin, Beis Chaf. What does it mean, kofen osoch yom arotzani? Isn't that forced? The Rambam says, no, that deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing, but the problem is his Yetzahara overtakes him and forces him sometimes not to do the right thing. And once we like bang him over the head a little bit, so then his real rotzon will come out. That is the Rambam in Beis Chaf discussed in many contexts. We'll read it at the end if there's more time. Vayter Amarav Amarav Schora Amarav Huna Choltzin Av Abishain Makirin Chalitz is done even if the Dayanim don't recognize that this is who these people are. Mema'anin Av Abishain Makirin Miyun is done. As we'll talk a lot about in the next parak, even though they don't know, lefichach, because the dayanim don't have to know who they are, the edim have to know. Ein kosin get lachalitza ela imkain makirin, vein kosin get miyun ela imkain makirin. Because the dayanim don't have to know, so the edim that see it, right, they have to know. The chashinu lebezdin toin, because we're worried that there's going to be some type of mistake. The next bezdin will assume that it was done without checking it out, who these people are. That is Rava in the name of Rav Huna. For Rava Didei Amar, Rava himself says otherwise. Ein Choltzin Elaim Kein Makirin. Ve'emaman Elaim Kein Makirin. No, you have to, the Bezin has to know about it, the Dayanim. Lefichach, Kosin Get Chalitza, Aval Bishein Makirin, Ve'kosin Gemin Aval Bishein Makirin. Ve'lo Chashin LeBezdin Tawin. Why? Because the first Bezdin has to know exactly who these people are, that they are witnessing their actions. Okay, here we go. It took us 106 blot, but now we have the actual process of chalitza. The actual process. Mitzvahs chalitza. So what happens? Keep in mind the lashon of mitzvahs chalitza. That's also the name of this parak. And the Netziv said, if you remember the Rami Sad, the beginning of the parak, the fact that it calls it mitzvahs chalitza means that it's more of a mitzvah, not just a matir. And it is not just result-oriented, and it should be done even if the woman has no intentions of getting remarried. That's the lashon of mitzvahs chalitza. And we mentioned that according to most Rishonim, it's two separate mitzvahs, yibam and chalitza. Though Rav Sadia Gaon only held one. Mitzvahs chalitza. Bahu v'yavim to lebezdin. They come to court. V'hein masiyin lo eitzah ha'ogenes lo. Bezdin advises them, gives them good advice. Shenemar v'karulo ziknei ro v'dibru elav. They speak to him. And therefore, if Yibam is a option, they advise Yibam. As we know, Yibam is kodem l'chalitza. But if not, they advise to chalitza. V'hi omeres, so here's the process. She says, me'ein yivami la'akim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael lo avayami. Right? That whole pasuk. Doesn't want to do Yibam. V'hu omer lo chafasi lakachta. I don't want to. U'balashon HaKodesh hayu omrim. And they say it in Lashon HaKodesh. This is one of the, right, a few things the Mishnah tells us in Sota that must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. This is one of them. V'nikshah yivim to'ei lav le'ini azakeini emecholson alo mi'ar aglo v'yar kabifanav. Next part of the pasuk. The Yavama comes in front of the Zakenim, takes off his shoe, and spits in front of him. Rok hanire l'dayonim. Rok that is seen and visible to the dayonim. If you look in the Gemara, we'll get to this in a minute, Rava basically repeats this line of Rok hanire l'dayonim. Seems to be repeating the Mishnah. And the Aruch Laner asks, so what is he adding? The Mishnah already says, Rok hanire l'dayonim. So the Aruch Laner says, the emphasis of nire l'dayonim means it's not just the rok hanir l'dayanim, it's the rakika hanir l'dayanim. If they just see the spit on the floor afterwards, that is not good enough. The Aruch Laner says it must be that the rok has to be near itself, the rakika itself. Says v'yeshlamet v'miasisin lo shaminin raksha dayanim yiru harok v'afilum kfarhu ba'aretz mahani. Aval Rava says no. It's got to be the act of Rekika that must be witnessed. V'yansa v'yamra, and she says, Kacha ye'aseh lo yesh asher lo yivnes pesachiv, ad kan hayu makrin. Up until here, they dictated so that the Yavim and Yavama can say. Ukeshe hikra Rebbe Hyrcanus takasa ela bikfar itaim. When Rebbe Hyrcanus did it, v'gamar es kol ha'parsha, he said even more of the psukim, dictated, Huch segulios gomrin kol ha'parsha. So they read the whole parsha. V'nik resh rabbi Yisrael, beis chalutz hano. They read the whole thing all the way into the end. All the psukim they dictated. Mitzvah b'dayanim, v'lo mitzvah b'talmidim. Who has to announce chalutz hano? The dayanim. Not the people sitting in front and around. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mitzvah akala omdim. Sham lomar chalutz hano. It's a mitzvah on all the people around to say chalutz hano. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Eben Ezer. In Kuf Samach Tes, at the end of the process, right? This is one of the few halachic processes that, when witnessed, you know, everybody's involved by a gerushin, by a kiddushin. Everybody says mukudashes, mukudashes, but it's not that they have to. But when it comes to the chalitza, you know, everybody there is involved. I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samach Tes Membeis. Achar Kach Makrin Oso Meumad Kacha Yaseh Lishar Lo Yivnes Beis Achiv V'dikar Shmo Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanal U'mitzvah L'chol Omdim Lomar Chalutz Hanal Gimel Pamim V'yesh Omim Shigam HaYavama Tomar Came. And some say even the Yavama herself should say it. We say it three times. So that is the Shulchan Aruch, and then Shulchan Aruch again goes through a couple of times the whole order of Chalitza. Amar Rav Yehuda, mitzvahs chalitza, kara, she says the psukim, v'kore, and then he says, v'choletzes, then she does the chalitza, v'rokuka, and then she spits. Remember we saw before, a couple of days ago, if this order is flipped, it's okay. If she spit beforehand, it's okay, but the evan. V'kara, and then she says more psukim. So my kamash v'la masizani. So that's exactly what the Mishnah says. Rav Yehuda just says it in short. Ha-kamash v'la, mitzvah ha-chi v'yafich lesplan ba. L'chadchila, but if the order is flipped, it's okay. Even though this is called Seder Chalitza. Tani Nami Hachi, Bein Shehikdim Chalitza L'Rekika, Bein Shehikdim Rekika L'Chalitza, Masha Asa Asui. Even if it is split, as we saw earlier, it doesn't matter. And remember, even if the Rekika is not done, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's okay. Right? Chalitza is the only thing that is required. B'di'evet. Amar Abaya, Hai Manda Makri, Get Chalitza, Lo Likri L'Dida, Lo luchudei v'avayami luchudei. Don't take a big pause between the phrases lo avayami. He doesn't want to do yibam, so don't say lo avayami. Demashma avayami. Ella lo avayami. Say it all together. Say it at once without breaking. V'lo likre l'di day, and don't say to him lo luchudei chafatsti luchudei. Demashma chafatsti lakachta. Ella lo chafatsti lakachta. Say it all. Make sure you don't pause at the wrong spot. To give the misimpression. Rava Amar, Rava says, it's okay, not so it's a big deal. Afsuke. Or, you see on the gears on the side, Asuke. Milsahi. You're just finishing what you just said. The Afsuke Milsa Les Lamba. You don't have to make yourself so crazy. Just talk normally. Don't take a big break. But it doesn't have to be Babas Achas. Just talk normally. Tosas on top points out here a little steer in Rava. Rava in Sukkah discusses saying breaks between Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, and there he says, you do have to be worried about Chilukim. Okay, Tosas says Shema Yesh L'Chalek. There might be some difference between Hallel and Chalitza. maybe here, but you can see based on context what's going on. Rav Ashi, Ashka Chela Rav Kahana, Dukam Itztair. Rav Ashi saw that Rav Kahana was made sure to do it. Umakri lo ava yami. Amalei lasavar lemar lahad Rava. Don't you know that it's not needed? Amalei amoda Rava below ava yami. Ooh. So maybe there's a chilek between the two phrases, what you say to him and what you say to her. So therefore, he would make sure lo ava yami couldn't have a chilukim, and he said only the lo chafasi lakachta. What you have to be nervous about. Interesting, what would be the distinction between the two? Amar Abaya, Haiman, the Kasav Gita, the Chalitzasa. If you have the Get Chalitza, the star that is given to her afterwards, what is written in it? Lichtov Hachi, this is what should be said in it. Agrinu Ledida, we call to her, we dictated to her, Min, Me'ein Yavami, Ad Avoyami. Viagrinu Ledida, Min, Lo, Ad Lekachta. Viagrinu Ledida, Min, Kachav, Ad Chalutzanal. To her, to him, to her. Right? It states and describes the entire process. Marzutra misartate fakasa lukuli parsha. Marzutra was misartate. It's one of the Lamites Malachas. He marked, he scored the lines on the shtar, and then he wrote the whole parsha. Rashi quotes, because the Gemara tells us in Gittin, that if you write a certain number of words of Torah on a cloth, you have to do it with sirtut. You have to do it with sirtut. So we usually think of lines. You write a line and we write on top of the line. Sirtut is you write under the line. If you look in the Torah, the lines, the marks that were made in the Torah, the letters that the Sofer writes are under the lines. Maskav lamar bar avidi, mar bar idi, follow nitan likasev. What do you mean? It's not nitan likasev. You're not writing this as part of a Torah. Or it's not writing a parsha bifnei atzma. So therefore, you don't have to worry about that. Vilchza kavasi demar sutra, but we paskin like that. Amar Abaya, Rakakava Kaltasa Ruach, Loasivaloklum. What if she spit and the wind blew it away before it came in front of the Yavam? So that doesn't work. My time of Yarkabifanabinan. No, you need this, she needs to spit in front of him. If it never gets in front of him, then it's psula. Yelka, who arach vihigotsa, but if he's very tall and she's very short, then Kaltasa Haruach Ika Bafanav. Right, that's okay. But if she is short, because right when she spits, then it's in front of him. Right, because he's taller. So therefore, that would work. It doesn't have to hit the ground. He arucha b'hi gods, but if she's very tall, so when she spits, it's above his head, and then it flies away, so it never gets to be in front of him, so that's no good. Right, it can fly away afterwards, but if it ever gets in front of him, so then it is no good. Right, it's clear that chalitza used to be done outdoors. Right, doesn't matter if it's indoors, you just gotta make sure there's no fan on, you know, right where they're doing chalitza. Amarava, akla tuma varaksa. What if she ate garlic and then she spit? Akla gargishta varaksa. Or she ate some other type of substance that brings saliva. Lawasa valoklum. No good. Why? My taima, the yarka me'atzma bina valeka. She needs natural saliva. Natural saliva. The post can discuss it. Is she allowed to eat anything? Can she eat breakfast that day? But it's easier to hear anything that brings saliva will not be allowed. Rava says that the dayanim have to see the roke. When it goes out. Right? That's the Aruch Lener's diak. When it goes out of her mouth. We've said Rabbi Tarfon, Yivama came to do chalitza, va'amar lanu, anu kolchem. All of you answer, chalutz anal, you need all three, say it three times. And the Rashba emphasizes that here it is done three times. Tanya b'sifri, Rabbi Yehuda omer, mitzvah kol omdim lomar, chalutz anal, shlosha pa'amim. Then usually the Rashba ends the perek, slik pirka, and then he has a 15-letter abbreviation. You have no idea what it is. Beis, Nun, Lamed, Chav, Vav, Aleph, Ayin, Yud. So all things. So on the bottom, in the footnote, they work out what the abbreviation is. Baruch Nosein LaYoiv Koach Ulein Onim Atzma Yarbeh Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen. That's a big abbreviation. Wouldn't have figured that one out. But that's the last line in the Rashba. Just to end, once we're talking about finishing up Chalitza, and the next parak is going to be about Miyun, and then Cheresh is a little bit about both, and then we have back to Eidus Isha. The Naim Lemishpat here, Rav Arieli, discusses why there is no bracha on Chalitza. You might have mentioned this in the Amdav Beis way back when. Why there is no bracha on Chalitza, a couple of different suggestions given. Because if you look in the Ramah in Kuf Samach Vav, sounds like you make a bracha on Yibum. So what about Chalitza? So a couple of answers given. Number one, well, maybe Iker mitzvah is Yibam. That's why you don't make a bracha. Number one. Number two, shelo tiknu bracha el al ikar mitzvah, she mitzvahs yibam, v'lo chalitza. Number one. Number two, she calls it tali birtsono, in lo yachpots beyibam. Anytime you have a mitzvah that's tali b'das acherim, it might not get a bracha, like kibud of aim, like stucca, like others. Number three, it's a bizayon. Bizayon hulo b'chalitza, al she'ina rotsu levdos beis achiv. Right, it smacks of mitzvah b'avera. It's not really. But this is why some Rishonim say also Gerushin. Sometimes Gerushin is connected to an Aveira. Either way, this is the Lashon, and then he talks about this parallel to, do you make a bracha on the Arifa of Petar Chamor? Pidyon Petar Chamor gets a bracha. Whenever you have a backup mitzvah, do you make a bracha on that? So that relates to this sugya as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and next time we will pick up with the 13th Perek here in Meseches Yevamos.